beautiful, picturesque Nikolaevsk, Alaska. And we're getting ready to bring you the second half of our King Cove basketball doubleheader today. In the first game, which we hope many of you were able to tune into, the King Cove rookies captured the third place crown here at the 2010 Warrior Rumble with a 34-25 victory over the homestanding Nikolaevsk Lady Warriors. And now the two teams are on the court for the final game here as the King Cove T-Jacks will take on the Nikolaevsk Warriors, the boys team, for the championship of the Rumble. The referees are making their introductions to the coaches. The teams are finishing up their warm-ups. Got about 2 minutes here before final introductions and tip-off. And we'll just recap for you quickly the action earlier today. Here in Nikolaevsk, the ladies' championship was won by the Nedana Lynx with an exciting 50-48 victory over the Quetzalcoatl Kings, who really put up a good battle. It was just back and forth all the way. And then that was followed up by a double overtime win by the Homer Mariners JV squad over the Nedana Lynx boys team. The final score there was 47-43. And so some very entertaining basketball. And then we thought we were going to have a blowout early in the rookies and Lady Warriors game, with the rookies jumping out to a 20-5 lead late in the first half. But the Lady Warriors stayed with it, fought back, and closed the lead to 24-21 at the end of the third quarter. And then a key three-point play by Danielle Carlson stretched the lead to 6, and the rookies were never again seriously threatened as they went on to the 34-25 decision in that one. Again, the leading scorers for the rookies were Raylene Kochutin with 9, Courtney Wilson with 8, Danielle Carlson with 6, Shonjo Calver with 4, Shauna Wheeler with 3, and Candace Mack and Raven Samuelson chipped in with 2 points each. And now we're getting ready to have the introductions here as Coach Ralph Lindquist is getting his team fired up. They're in the huddle there. The T-Jacks are sporting their new black uniforms with white and gold striping and the numbers in gold. And the home team, the Nikolaevsk Warriors, will be playing today in white with looks like dark blue or maybe maroon numbers and piping on their uniforms. And now we have the public address announcer, which for this game is B. Fleisch. She's also the coach of the Lady Warriors. And she's introducing the referees, who've done an outstanding job. They have 3 referees for each game at this level. This is a 2A school, a 2A tournament. And now we're getting ready for the introductions of T-Jacks. Number 10 is Drayton Newman. Number 20, Mark Newton. Number 21, Dalton Utech Gould. Number 23, Christian Christensen with a high five from Coach Lucas. Number 32, Devin Mack. Number 33, Larry Bear. Now for the starting five for the T-Jacks. Wearing number 13, Cody Mack. Number 25, sophomore Avery Samuelson. Number 40, Josiah Mack, a freshman. Number 11, Johnny Samuelson. And the other co-captain with Johnny Samuelson, number 44, Jordan Hamilton. And now we're going to hear a rumble, I'm sure, as they introduce the Nikolaevsk Warriors. Number 1 is Cameron McCullough. Number 3 is Blake Kreitch. Number 11, Anatoly Cephalov. Number 22 is Frank Hollow. Number 24, Peter Conovalo. The starters, number 10, Matthew Trail. Number 13, Mark Cephalov. Number 3, high score last night for the Warriors, Christopher Kalugin. Number 15, Johan Yakunin, and I believe number 21, David Ivanov, round up the starting five for the Warriors. And now we're going to have the playing of the national anthem, or the singing of the national anthem, and we'll just maintain silence and allow you to hear that.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can. KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sand Point at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 8:30 a.m. KSDP.
And that's the national anthem, sung very beautifully there. Did not catch the young lady's name. And we're ready for the tip-off here. The referee's taking off their warm-ups. The two teams receiving final instructions from the head coaches. Defense coach Ralph Lindquist and the head coach of the Nikolaevis Warriors, Steve Kleitch. I wish both coaches luck before the game and spoke to them for just a moment. Commented to Coach Kleitch on what a great performance his team gave last night in their win against the Nana. And he said that they remembered playing our team last year. They went up against these same T-Jacks, and he said, we kind of ran into a buzzsaw, so we know what you guys are capable of. And of course, senior Miles Walker graduated from that team. And so we've got some young guys up, and we're ready for the opening tip. It'll be Johnny Samuelson, and he'll be jumping against Christopher Kalugin. And the tip goes to the Warriors. And it's thrown down quickly here to Ivanov, back on the top to Fepilov. Over to Kalugin, gets it back to Trail. Trail in the corner to Ivanov. The rookie, or the T-Jack, start out in a 2-3 zone. Trail with the ball, back out top. It's crossed over to Fepilov. He looks for somebody, and he throws the ball away. Pass over there for Ivanov, who was not looking for it. It goes out of bounds. T-Jack's basketball. Johnny Samuelson inbounds it to Cody Mack, who gives it back to Johnny as he crosses the half-court line. Just underway here in this championship game of the 2010 Warrior Rumble. Johnny Samuelson launches a long two from the corner. No good. The rebound by Avery Samuelson. His shot is blocked there by Johan Yakunin and brought down by David Ivanov. He kicks it across to Fefilov. To Trail, back to Fefilov, down in the corner for Kalugin. The Warriors moving the ball well against the 2-3 zone. There's Kalugin with a long shot. Totally off air ball, rebounded by Johnny Samuelson. He pushes it up the court. Nice dish over there to Josiah Mackin. His shot was partially blocked. Brought up quickly now by David Ivanov. He kicks it in the corner to Kalugin outside the three-point line. A bounce pass to Trail. Cross to the left wing to Fepilov, who gets it to Kalugin. He loses his footing but maintains control. Nice bounce pass inside. And by Yakunin, his shot goes up, hits the rim twice, comes off, and it's loose ball brought down by Josiah Mack. Body's strewn everywhere. He gets it off to Avery Samuelson, who comes down with a bounce pass to Johnny Samuelson. Jump stop, goes up with the left hand and lays it in over Yakunin. Nice play there by Johnny Samuelson. And now he gets a steal, goes in with the reverse, no good. Cody Mack follows, he goes up, and his shot won't go. Johnny with the rebound, he's brought from behind. And the Warriors take away the basketball. The frenzied action there for the T-Jacks. Christopher Kalugin comes down. He's shot off the front of the rim. Jordan Hillman now up to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny lays it up and in, and the T-Jacks are off to a quick 4-0 lead. Just under 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. The ball being brought up quickly by the Warriors. Looks like they want to press the action. Ivanov gets it out to Fepilov inside. Nice pass to Kalugin, who lays it up and in off the glass. His first two. And it's 4-2. T-Jacks, and there's an off-balance shot thrown up by Samuelson. And the ball goes over to the Warriors. Ivanov brings it down, goes in traffic, throws up an off-balance shot, rebounded underneath by Yakunin. Jordan Hamilton holds his ground and gets a partial block. The ball is loose, and Johnny Samuelson recovers it on the ground and hands it to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan gets it back to Johnny, who pushes it up. He drives through four defenders and lays it in. A nice take there by Johnny, and he just continues to press the ball on the defensive end. And the ball goes into Yakunin from Fefalov. Yakunin with the turnaround jumper. No good. Galugin goes up. And we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Jordan Hamilton. Nope, the foul is going to be called set on Avery Samuelson. And Christopher Galugin is going to go to line for two for the Warriors. 4:56 to play in the first quarter. Fast action up and down the floor. Galugin's first shot goes off the rim to the right. No good. And Peter Konovalov checks in now for the Warriors. And he replaced Yakunin, I believe. Second shot is no good off the left side of the rim. Rebounded by Jordan Hamilton, who gets it off to Johnny Samuelson. Behind the back pass to Josiah Mack, and he lays it in. Nice dish by Johnny. Beautiful pass. Josiah finished it off. 8-2, T-Jacks. They're pressuring the ball up court. Ivanov has it at the top of the, by the half-court circle. Fefalov is right in front of me. He kicks it instead over to Kalugin on the far side. Back to Ivanov, back to Fefalov. He kicks it back out to Ivanov again. T-Jacks in a 2-3 zone. Ivanov, it's kicked down in the corner, now goes inside to Yakunin, who tries to reverse. And and that foul's going to be again against Avery Samuelson as he and Hamilton try to converge on the shooter. And Yakunin is going to go to the line for two. And his first shot is up and good. He has 3 points now, all the points for Nickel Ibis, as they trail the T-Jacks 8-3. 4:18 to go in the first quarter. Yakunin dribbles, takes aim, puts up the second one, and it's off the front of the rim, rebounded by Jordan Hamilton. He hands the ball to Johnny Samuelson. Coach Lindquist exhorting the T-Jacks to run. Johnny goes behind the back, takes a jumper, off the front of the rim, no good. Looked good from this angle, but didn't have enough distance on it, and it's brought back down by the Warriors. We got a trap there in the backcourt, and Coach Steve Kleitsch calls a timeout for the Warriors just in time as Cody Mack and Johnny Samuelson were double-teaming the ball handler. And so we got our first timeout of the game with 4:02 remaining in the first period. King Cove T-Jacks 8, Nickel Ibis Warriors 3. Johan Yakunin has all 3 points for the Warriors. Johnny Samuelson leads the T-Jacks with 6, and Josiah Mack has 2 off of a nice behind-the-back feed from Samuelson. Some of the referees in the hospitality room today were talking about the skills that Johnny Samuelson exhibited during yesterday's game. They just said he's one of the best they've ever seen. And a lot of people will echo that sentiment. Back to action here now. Ivanov has the ball, gets over to Fefalov on the right wing in front of me, back out to Ivanov, back to Fefalov right in front of us. He goes up for a three-pointer over Samuelson. Air ball, no good. Brought down by Hamilton. Kicks it off to Johnny Samuelson. Down to Cody Mack. Cody goes up and no good. Not sure what happened there. Cody lost the ball out of bounds. So his layup went off the glass, around the rim, and back out. Here's a near steal by Samuelson. Fefalov gets it. He's trapped by Samuelson, but he gets the ball out to Ivanov. Ivanov looking for help. The ball is knocked away by Hamilton. Nice behind-the-back scoop by Johnny Samuelson. And, that was a homer call right there. Jordan Samuelson went in against Christopher Kalugin, and they gave Kalugin the charge, even though he didn't have anything set. He undercut Jordan Hamilton and gets the charging call. So sometimes you got to go 5-on-8. All right, so Warriors ball. And we'll just call it like we see it, folks. They rush it up. Here's Fefalov with the jumper. It's going to be an air ball. Yakunin gets the air ball underneath. He's looking for something. Puts it back up, and no good. Christopher Kalugin goes in. And this shot bounces around and good. And they call a foul on Jordan Hamilton, who was just standing there with his arms straight up. The T-Jacks bench is going to have to come into play in this one. So Kalugin gets his first two of the game. 8-5, T-Jacks lead. Kalugin goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play. His shot is up and good. And it's an 8-6 T-Jacks lead. good officiating throughout this tournament, but already a couple of very questionable calls in this one. Johnny Samuelson brings the ball across the half-court line. Crossover dribble. He drives in, and he's thrown to the floor, but of course no call. Yakunin with the rebound brings it down to Fefalov. He drives in, partially blocked by Hamilton. Yakunin gets the rebound and puts it in. And the game's tied at 8. Johnny Samuelson on the left wing. He comes across the timeline, slows it down for a moment, gets it down to Avery Samuelson. Almost lost that one out of bounds. Avery dribbles to the top of the three-point line to Cody. Cody passed to Johnny. Johnny goes up with an off-balance shot, and he gets a blocking call. Looks like that one's going to be on number 13, Mark Fefalov. That is the call, and that's Mark's first and the team's first, and that's going to be a two-shot foul. Johnny Samuelson going to the line. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to go in a fast-paced first quarter. T-Jax 8, Warriors 8. Samuelson's first free throw is up and in. As the T-Jax reclaim the lead, they'll have one more. The girls team here cheering for the T-Jax, doing double duty today. And his second one is good. And Coach Ralph Lindquist calls, looks like a 30-second timeout here with 2:28 to go in the first period. 10-8, T-Jax leading. Rough and tumble action here, both sides, and a lot of bodies flying around. We've seen a lot of physical play here from all the teams, especially on the boys' side. Last night's game between Nenana and these same Nikolaevsk Warriors was just a very physical affair. A lot of fast-paced action, and just a lot of good aggressive work under the boards for both teams. The T-Jacks retake the floor as the officials go over to Coach Kleitch and Nikolaevsk and tell them to come on back to play, and so they take the floor as well. Warriors ball inbounds. Johnny Samuelson will apply half-court pressure to number 3, Blake Kleitch, who brings the ball up. Fefalov gets it over for an off-balance jumper by Peter Kolomopoulos, but it's nothing but net. And they just, and now we've just got a charging foul called on Samuelson. It looks like any contact generated by the T-Jacks will result in a charge. And that's Johnny's first and team's fifth. So, Warriors ball. Ivanov brings up to Fefalov, over to Kleitch, back to Fefalov. Back to Kleitch on the left wing, down in the corner to Yakunin. Back to Kleitch, to Fefalov. Fefalov kicks it back out to Ivanov. Ivanov looks left wing for Kleitch. He launches a three. Air ball rebounded by Avery Samuelson. Johnny driving in now. Goes behind his back because there was two Warriors there. Nice pass underneath to Josiah Mack. Josiah's shot is up and no good. So Johnny did a good job of holding up there so he wouldn't draw another needless foul. But the T-Jax missed it. Now Kleitch comes down with the ball. Passes it in to Kalunin. No good. Oh. And the rebound has gotten there by Peter Kolomov. And he puts it back in to give the Warriors their first lead of the game, 12-10. The T-Jax did a good job of boxing out, but you still have to jump. Avery Samuelson with the ball over to Cody Mack, out to Josiah Mack as they're running their James offense. Back to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny drives to the foul line, kicks it over to Avery Samuelson. He had an open shot but didn't take it. Johnny goes back out for a long three-pointer, nothing but net. That one well beyond the three-point arc. And that three reclaims the lead for the T-Jax at 13-12 with under a minute to go in the first quarter. Ivanov gets the ball, kicks it back out to Kleitch after he's stopped by the King Cove defense. Fefalov has it, and he throws it too high for Yakunin, and the ball goes over to the T-Jax. 39 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Johnny Samuelson calls the James offense again. Looked like what they ran last time. He brings it slowly across the timeline as the clock ticks under half a minute to play here in the first quarter of this championship game of the 2010 Warrior Rumble in Nikolaevsk. Johnny just dribbling out near the timeline, not being challenged by the defender. The clock's ticking down to 15 seconds. He goes between the legs, works it over to the top of the three-point line. Crossover dribble goes up. Nice pass inside to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan's shot, no good. He goes back up, and no good, but he draws the foul. I'm sure that Hamilton was kind of wondering what he'd have to do to get a call. And that foul is on Blake Kleitch. That's Blake's first, team second. So Jordan Hamilton go to the line for two with 6 seconds to go. His first shot in and out. That one looked good, but went halfway down and kicked back out. No good. The score remains 13-12, T-Jacks. The referee signals one shot. Jordan takes the ball, takes a deep breath, dribbles it, taking his time, puts up the second one, and it goes in and out. So two nice-looking tosses there by Jordan Hamilton, and neither one went in. The Warriors coming up quickly. A shot blocked at the buzzer. No good. Just off the mark by David Ivanov, and that ends the first quarter of action. A fast-paced and furious first quarter, which we've come to expect from the King Cove T-Jacks, and they finish the quarter with a lead of 13-12.